Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 159, recorded on Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Well, I am not exactly hitting on much. This is my first podcast since Dog Days, since the screwed up end of Dog Days when I jammed one in at the end after we were technically over. So yeah, I'm not impressed with myself here. But I'm trying to get back in there. You know, I think I was saying then I was going to try and do it every 2 weeks. We're going to do his and her geekery in between. Neither one of us has done a very good job at that. But a lot's going on now. Once we get back into a groove, I don't think there'll be a problem. But it's, you know, when you have that stuff going on, a lot of moving parts, things happening, it's hard to get into the habit. Once you get into the habit and work into it, you know, the habit becomes part of what you do and you're not a problem. But so hopefully this is going to help. It's a little bit weird. I'm in Atlanta. More about that in a little while, but I'm in Atlanta at the townhouse, and I forgot my H1. I had it out on my desk the other day, and it normally sits in my bag, and I doubly screwed up because, so I forgot it. So I am using the Allphonic app on the phone for the first time in a couple of years. I used to use this. I hope it sounds okay. I mean, absolute worst case, if it sounds horrible, you know, no one will ever hear this but me, but I think it's fine. And in fact, I used to use this app I don't remember when I got the H1. I've had it for a little while. Certainly during the Dog Days, either in the first or the second year. I think it was probably the first year. I think I've had the H1 long enough that I've done it for 2 years, since this was my third year. I believe during the first year that I did the Dog Days, I used the Allphonic app on the phone. And I think it should sound fine. I mean, there's no reason that it would not sound fine. But we'll just see, obviously. But yeah, so I forgot it, got here. I also forgot my work badge for this. I have worked for Turner since 1998. I have never forgotten my badge. You know, we have the badge into everything. You know, I've never forgotten my badge. But in one of the many things that's going on right now is we're selling the townhouse. And last week, Charlotte came to Atlanta with me, which she could easily because of one of the other things going on that I'm about to talk about is she is now retired. So she came with me last week. And we brought, rather than my car, we brought the Suburban just to like, so we could carry stuff around. We actually didn't carry that much stuff back to North Carolina, but we did take a whole bunch of stuff to the Goodwill here. And it was helpful to have that to be able to move stuff around in. And I have gotten into the habit for years and years and years. Part of the reason that I never forgot my badge was that I kept my badge in my bag and my book bag, backpack, whatever. And I always had that with me, but I've gone through many, many a backpack size, small, medium, large, extra, you know, I carry a pretty big one now. I don't always have a huge amount in it, but just in case, but I usually kept my badge in that. And I always would carry it to work. So that was where the bag was or the badge was in the past. I don't know. At some point, I got to the point where I started. Well, oh, I know when it was. When we moved to CNN Center from the first. So I have worked at many places many Turner properties, but the first one. Well, no, that's not. I had a separate badge for. Anyway. When we moved to the CNN Center, I moved from a place where for a long time I had not had to use my badge to get into my parking area. who's had like a sticker. At the CNN Center, there is employee parking, but you have to badge into it. And so just to make things easier, so I didn't have to, if I forgot my badge until the very last minute, and if I put my backpack in the trunk or something, that would be a problem. I started keeping it in the little kind of well that you have between the two seats in the front of the car, you know, which I know many people who do that. But what that means is that last week when we took the Suburban, just by habit, that's the same place that I put the badge, because I had to park at the, I had to get into the CNN Center and I want to make sure I had it with me rather than putting it in my bag, which is what I should have done. I should have put it back in my bag because, of course, I am, half a mile. I'm in downtown Atlanta. I'm off the interstate and I flip open my thing, the little well thing in the middle, to grab my badge, and it is not there today. And I'm like, I don't even know. For 5 seconds, my brain just like shut off and I didn't even know where it was. I finally realized, oh, shit, because of last week. And so I had to go through the roll rigmarole. So literally in the, I had just passed. I am 18 years, 18, yeah, 18, I think, a week ago. My start date was October 5th, 1998. So I had to, for the very first time, get a temporary badge, and I'm going to have to do it again tomorrow because they're like daily. It's a pain in the butt. So I was annoyed with that. That was one of my annoyances for today. In talking about that, I had to talk about, so a lot's going on. The end of September was Charlotte retired from school teaching. So she is a retired school teacher now rather than a school teacher. And that she is wrapping her head around that. It's a big change for her. She's figuring out some other things to do, but it's kind of exciting. She was able to come with me last week. It's good. It's very good. I'm glad she's doing it. I think it was exactly the right decision for her. She was kind of to that point where, she's been doing it for a long time and, you reach a point where it's like, you're not where you used to be. And it was the right thing for her to do. Plus there's, as we'll talk about, there's other things going on, but a weird thing that has been, a change for me recently is my podcast listening. And I mean, this is, we're a month into it now, but it's still affecting me. It's like Dog Days really changes my podcast listening schedule. And I'm still getting used to going back to the old way. Like except for a couple of podcasts that are in, I always download, I have a whole section of podcasts that I really only download manually. I know when they have new episodes, but I only download them when I'm in the mood for them. And then I have a probably bigger list of things that, I always automatically download. That is a continuum of podcasts from, things like Evil Genius Chronicles, which, if I get a new EGC, that goes to the top of the list immediately, to, other podcasts that, even though I've downloaded them, they don't... They go to the bottom. They're like the podcasts that I use, like No Agenda. I'll go ahead. Because I don't want somebody to think that it's their podcast that I'm talking about. I was going to say Shall Remain Nameless, but then I'm like, oh, people will think that I'm talking about them. No. Like No Agenda. It's John C. Dvorak and or the Podfather and Crackpot. Oh, good. Is No Agenda podcast. Crap. I have to look this up. It almost came to me. Oh, Lord. And the search function is not working. No agenda. I am going to get this podcast. Adam Curry. I think so. Anyway, so the, and they have, it's interesting, it's amusing at times. It can be, you know, not my favorite podcast in the whole world. Yeah, Adam Curry. Okay, feel better. But it's funny at times. But anyway, and it's like a three and a half hour podcast twice a week. So it's like 7 hours of podcasting a week. But it goes to the bottom of my list unless I'm just really in the mood for it for some reason. So not including stuff like that, I've gone from having way, you know, during dog days, you got more than you can listen to. It's like I'm trying to keep up with podcasts. And then all of a sudden now we're back to the, you know, even though I'm into my fall running, which is not quite as good, just mainly because fall running, like I think I'm actually going to do better this year. Weather-wise, I'm really liking the weather. Main problem is that the days are getting shorter, so I need to adjust and probably do my running like at lunchtime when I'm at home. If I can do that, it's going to be awesome because even at lunchtime, you know, in the fall, it's not that hot. But I run out of podcasts. Even though I've added, you know, the Dog Days folks into my feed, it's just, you know, everybody's not doing them every day. So between listening, you know, at home and listening when I'm doing stuff around the house and listening when I'm running, I'm actually catching up on podcasts, catching up to my whole feed, which I'm still not used to after having just that, you know, like flood and feast of podcasts during Dog Days. So, you know, that's something to get used to. Oh, and then another issue that I have is another one of my favorite podcasts, Mad at Dad, with Dave Flusher and Michael Butler. It's kind of out of my listening queue now because we have been logging into the live stream most weeks. I think we've missed a couple times, but for the past month or so, we've been pretty steady on the live stream, and super fun. We're enjoying it very much, but it's not that I don't want to listen to it. It's just, you know, podcasts, part of what the podcasts for me are, you know, like something to listen to that's new. And if I've already heard it, it's not as compelling. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm listening to something that I've already heard. So it kind of takes, and you know, Mad at Dad is, you know, an hour and a half ish, usually hour and a half to 2 hour long, which was great for my week. But I'm taking them out of my queue now because I've already listened to them when I listen to them live. It's super fun though. If you're not in the Mad at Dad chat, listen to the live stream. I know everybody can't, but if you can, it is fun. It is, well worth doing. It's a fun time. So, that has taken a podcast out of my regular listening queue because I'm listening to it, you know, live stream now. And then we get to the exciting things, on the list. First of all, my daughter, or stepdaughter, but daughter, Savannah is due. She is having a baby, which is part of the reason that Charlotte was more willing to, she still lives at home with us. So we're getting everything ready for it. We went through one of our storage buildings this past weekend to get some stuff out. And Charlotte literally had at least one, I think maybe more than one box in there that had, you know, the description that you put on like a plastic tub when you're putting it in the storage. The description was, it was either sealed until grandchild or do not open until grandchild. I don't remember which, because it was like baby clothes and baby toys and stuff from probably Savannah's childhood or Savannah's babyhood. It was do not open until grandchild. I think that's what it was. So this weekend we popped her open because she's due the 21st in like a little over a week. So we're basically in the countdown. Anything could happen at any time at this point. Charlotte came with me. She came with me to Atlanta last week, a week ago. The weekend before that, we went to Duke for one of the Duke football games. And that was, you know, she's not leaving the general area of the house until the baby's born at this point, whether it's early or late or whatever. So, and in fact, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off after this Friday. I'm taking the next 2 weeks because you just really don't, especially with the first baby and stuff. Yeah, our first, you know, Savannah's first baby, our first grandchild. It's like, ooh, this is crazy. So yeah, I'm taking the next couple weeks off. I have way too much vacation to get try to get through anyway. And once you get to the end of the year, everybody's trying to do vacation and we're all super senior. And so it's like kind of first come first serve because somebody has to work. So October was a good time for me to take it anyway. So I'm taking a whole big bunch of it. But that leads to another situation because in the middle of all this, you know, retirement, baby, all this other stuff going on. We also finally sold the townhouse. We got an offer, kind of unexpectedly. It's been on the market since June. I mean, it's had traffic. It's been fine. We've had a couple of offers and then weird things fell through and stuff. But, like the end of September, we got a super quick offer. It's a good one. It's like within $5,000 or so of what I figured we would eventually be at. So I'm not upset about it at all. It's a good offer. That's the 28th. So it's a week after Savannah's due date. But since I'm taking those weeks off, this is the last night that I'm going to be here in the townhouse. And it's weird. It's not bad. Not bad. I bought this place in 2004. It's interesting. You know, I was thinking about it today. It was like when I was driving in today, it finally really hit me. I mean, I've known this for, you know, in theory, since I put it on the market and I'm ready. You just have, you know, you kind of reach that point where you're ready for this sort of thing. But, you know, today as I was driving in is when it finally hit me. I was like, this is it. Cause I'm not coming into, you know, I'm not coming into work the next 2 weeks and the closing is the 28th. And then boom, we're done. It's gone. So tonight's the night. And like I went to run at Chastain Park today and I realized sometime during the day, I'm like, that's quite possibly the last time that I will ever run at Chastain Park. Cause you know, why would I do that if I live somewhere else? And I've had to do that before in running, you know, at other places, but it's still weird. You know, I moved into this place in October of 2005 or no, 2004. Which is, you know, interesting because that's literally like the very dawn of the podcast era. I just started listening to Evil Genius Chronicles, you know, for like a month or so, a little over a month when we moved. I remember listening to super, and you know, that ties into the running and everything because I listen to podcasts when I run. I remember listening to very early Evil Genius Chronicles. I remember listening to, you know, IT Conversations with Doug Kay. I used to listen to Cameron Riley's, it's Australian. I can't remember the name of his podcast. I listened to that for years. So the very early stuff that I'll listen to when I was first starting to run at Chastain, and just all this stuff's going through your head at this point, you know. Like I remember listening to Dave. I think he's often said it's probably his most listened. I don't remember how he puts it, but the podcast where Dave talked about his dad and what happened with his dad and his relationship with God and all that sort of stuff. I remember listening to that at Chastain Park, walking and then running the park and then walking home, listening to that podcast. You know, it's like so many memories. It's not bad. It's just different. It's just different. It's weird. Everything's pretty much done. Charlotte and I'll probably be on the phone with her in a little while. She's going to go over, make sure I don't forget anything stupid here. She had good advice. She was like, make sure you bring your toothbrush. You know, I keep a toothbrush here so I don't have to carry toothbrushes back and forth and stuff. She's like, people don't like, you know, like buy a new house and go in and then find somebody. She's like, it's one thing if you find like, you know, toilet paper or like some cutlery in the kitchen or something like that. But she's like, they don't want to find your toothbrush. So I'm like, all right, sweetheart, I will make sure that, that I get my toothbrush. But I thought that was good advice. She's a good wife. I love her. She's very helpful. So, last but not least, before I get off, because 20 minutes already of me just ramble fest, hopefully we're going to be back on a decent schedule, and we're going to try and make it a 2-week schedule, because what I am planning for this weekend, just because it'll be a convenient time, I don't know if that'll be our permanent time, but we are going to try and get a His and Her Geekery out this weekend. It will be the first episode of His and Her Geekery. I'm not trying to make a guarantee or anything, but at the same time, I'm trying to shame us a little bit into actually doing it, so we get it out. If we do, I will put it in. I will put this first one in my feed as well as in the His and Her Geekery feed, so it gets a little gets a little extra jazz, like from the three people that listen to my podcast. But yeah, so hopefully we'll and we've got some stuff to talk about. We got some new games for Charlotte's birthday, some stuff like that. Got some nerd geekery sort of things to talk about. So it's cool. So yeah, I'm shooting for that this weekend. So I think that'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can contact me at kenzoid.com. That's the website. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter feed is Kenzoid. Instagram is K Kennedy. I haven't even looked. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. K Kennedy. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. There's other stuff at other places. You can go to kenzoid.com, and there's a big list kind of down at the bottom of the page of various locations you can find me at. I'm on Google Plus, on Facebook, I'm on all the social stuff. And, I'd love to say hi. Love to talk to you. I need to create a page on Facebook for the podcast, but I haven't done that yet. I'm probably going to do His and Her Geekery first. So that's it for today. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you. The goal is in 2 weeks. So thanks a lot, and we will talk to you then.